Hi, I had a really good trip on Monday the 17th of August to Alton Towers. There were four of us that went. There was myself, my nephew Harvey, who is 11, my sister Lisa, and my niece Jordan, who's in her 20s. I think she's 24 either now or next birthday. And Lisa's a teaching assistant, and Jordan is a proper qualified teacher and everything. So they were off on their school holidays, so we all went together. And I took my Olympus with me, my DM450. But I didn't get as much audio as I thought I would because, on the rides, because a lot of them go upside down and stuff, I was worried about losing the recorder. Although, to be fair, I do have zips in my pockets, and I didn't think that I could have just put it in my pocket, but I thought maybe I wouldn't get a very good recording if I did that. Although having said that, I listened to Steve Wicketts' recording of him and Louise on the Revolution, and I think that's what they must have done, and their recording came out quite well. So if we go again, I will definitely try that next time. But the one bit of audio I did get was when we went on the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ride, which I'll play you at the end. But I'll tell you what rides we did go on and what the rides do, so that if there are any blind people listening who are going to Alton Towers but aren't quite sure whether they want to go on this ride or that ride, it would sort of give them an idea of what is what. But I think probably by now most people will perhaps have been to Alton Towers, but anyway, there we are. There are a few sort of newer rides that people may not have been on. So the first thing we went on was Sonic Spinball, and this is on a roller coaster track, but it actually feels very much like being on a Walser. It does go quite high as well, but it spins you in all sorts of different directions quite fast, and it throws you about all over the place. It was the one ride I didn't like as much as the others, to be honest. And I think that's because as I'm getting older, I'm not as good now as I used to be with things that spin. But having said that, I was really glad to have gone on it, and I would definitely go on it again now that I know what it's going to do. I think the thing is, when you're totally blind or your sight's very poor, you're often scared of a ride the first time because you don't know properly what it's going to do, even if somebody tells you. So once you've experienced it a second time, it's usually easier. So that was Sonic Spinball, and I screamed myself hoarse on that. That was quite funny. And then we went on Rita, which I'd never been on before. And this is another roller coaster, but it's not one that goes up a hill first. What it does is it starts off very, very fast, and it goes from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds, something like that. But like a normal roller coaster, it does have dips and then goes up again and then down and round corners and things like that. That does throw you about a little bit, but not as much as the Sonic Spinball. And both Sonic Spinball and Rita do have bars that come over your head and lock around by your waist. But I really liked Rita, that was good. We went on 13. I've put a picture up on Facebook of us on 13. I might put a picture up on Audioboo as well. And 13 is another roller coaster, but what this one does is it takes you into a room, and it drops you down. It sort of free falls onto another track and then goes backwards. But it's your typical roller coaster that starts with a hill going up, and then you go down, you go round and things. But it's quite a smooth roller coaster, and all you have on 13 is a lap bar, and you don't really need anything else, to be honest, because it doesn't go upside down or anything like that. So that was 13, and I really liked that. I thought it was excellent. It drops you twice actually, when you least expect it. So that's really good. We went on Blade, which is I know as the pirate ship, because when I was a little girl and we went to Alton Towers in the 80s, they only had they had the pirate ship, they had Cinema 2000, they had the Corkscrew in Dinosaur Land, and that's all they had there. So the pirate ship as everybody probably knows, is a big boat that swings on an arc sort of higher and higher. And the best place to sit is at the back if you want to really feel that swoop in your stomach. But we enjoyed that. That was a good ride. We went on, I don't know what the new name is for it now. I just know it as the Congo Rapids. But it was at one point called the Gatanga Rapids, I think. But I don't know what the correct name is for it now. But anyway, they've modified it slightly in that now, when you go on it, people, as in members of the public, can stand at the side and shoot at you with water guns, which never used to happen. So that's a slight modification they've made to it. But it's a very tame ride, going over the rapids, and there's waterfall and you get a little bit wet and it's good fun. We went on the log flume, which is obviously where you sit in a log. I like the Alton Towers log flume because it is quite a long ride, and you do have three hills and three drops, which is really good. So you get good value on the log flume, I think. And we had ponchos that Lisa had brought, but normally whenever I've been on that, I've just got wet and enjoyed it. But this time we did have ponchos, but it was really good fun, and I enjoyed that a lot. Then we went on Air, which had to be my ride of the day. So you sit in this row of seats, and a big bar comes over your head and locks you in around about your waist, and then another thing comes up over your ankles, so you're locked in by your ankles as well. And then before it even starts, it tips you up so that you're lying on your tummy, basically. And it's a roller coaster, and the whole ride is done lying on your tummy, so it feels like you're absolutely flying. It's a really, really good ride, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was excellent. We went on the Runaway Train, which is a bit like Thunder Mountain in Alton Towers. Only Thunder Mountain's probably a little bit better, but it's still good. And the man who puts you on it says, "Are you ready to ride the train? Choo choo!" So we were all going around going choo choo all day, which is quite funny. So we went on that. And then we went into a show which is called the Ice Age. It's a 4D experience. The woman did try and give me some glasses, bless her, but they wouldn't have been any good for me because I'm totally blind. But even though it was visual, I still got quite a lot out of it because snow came down at one point into the theatre, and there was also wind. And then there were these wires underneath your legs, and at certain points, like when dinosaurs were chasing you and things like that, the wires flipped up and hit the back of your legs. It was really clever, I thought. So we went into there, and I'm just trying to think if we did anything else before I tell about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We didn't go on Ripsaw because the guys didn't fancy that, and you're not allowed on anything without a carer if you're blind, which is fair enough. And so we didn't go on Enterprise, and we didn't go on Nemesis. Oh, we went on Oblivion. That was the other thing we went on, which I really like. So Oblivion again is another roller coaster, and it goes up and up and up and up, and you feel like you're going up forever. And then it hangs on the edge of this drop and drops you down into the ground, I think about 200 feet, and then does its roller coaster bits. But it's a really, really good ride. I thoroughly enjoyed that. So next, we went on this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I thought was really clever. So what it was... before I tell you about that, I'll mention Jewel. So Jewel is like a haunted house, like a ghost train. But as you're going round, they give you a blaster gun, and you can fire at all these kind of targets and things. So obviously I didn't know where the targets were, but I just fired where I heard the sounds of all the monsters laughing and things like that. I think the top score was probably my nephew Harvey, who got about 22,000. You got 100 points per shot. I thought I'd get 0 points, but actually I managed to get 1,600, so it wasn't too bad. So that was quite good fun. But yeah, this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so it was a boat, and you got on this boat, and it's like, you know, Willy Wonka's river, and it took you through all the different rooms, like the juicing room, the nut room, and so on and so forth. Now, I managed to catch the first part of the audio on the boat. What I didn't catch, because I thought it was the end of the ride, and didn't manage to get myself sorted out in time because I put my recorder back in my bag, was after the boat, you then went into a TV room where you saw Mike TV getting shrunk on television. And then finally you got a ride in the Great Glass Elevator, which shook and did different things as if you were like really properly in it. But it was like a simulator really, but it was really, really good. And I wish I'd got the audio of that. But anyway, I will end with us in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory boat.
Augustus Gloop from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Excellent. Oh, so we probably go into all the different rooms, like the chewing gum room and all that.
That's his mum saying.
Yeah, from the film.
This is the inventing room. Violet Beauregard is blown up like a blueberry.
That's right.
Oh, there she is. She is a bloody big blueberry.
All round and fat.